I guess we'll talk about it.
Legally kicked.
Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. It's just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the lousy wrestling podcast. The shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Only on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Now. Here's the show.
I'm not sure why, but every time we do this show, I have to have like a stuffy nose as soon as we start. Like as soon as we start, I just go, oh, whoa, I don't know what just happened. Like, yeah.
We've had this conversation numerous times.
It happens every time.
And it starts out off the same time every time, just like this.
So, are you all right, Derek? You having a good week this week so far?
It's been all right.
Yeah, so it's been
lost the dog.
It's been a couple weeks since we've been here. Yeah, you buried a dog today. Poor R.I.P. Delilah.
Yep.
Rest in peace, the creepidest.
The creep.
The creep. Creep OC late night.
You've known her since for 12
since
years.
Since she was a pup. A little pup. I watched her get brought home the first time because Jeff called Tammy and said, do you want a dog? And Tammy was like, no.
No.
I do not want another dog. We already have, you had two at the time, or you might have had three at the time, because didn't you have the old,
my grandma's dog.
You used to call it Last Day, or one,
last,
you called last. It like one more day, or something like that, like is what you called that dog for like 2 years.
One more day, yeah, because she seemed like she was on her last leg, and she kicked for two more fucking years.
And then he was like, you want a dog? She's like, no. And then he came home with her just like wrapped in a little blanket. As soon as Tammy saw that face, it was like, God damn it. We got another dog.
Four deep.
Yeah, that dog had a hell of a face. So anyway, RIP Delilah, it's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, the Lousy ECW Podcast today. We're doing episode 9 of WWE ECW. This is mine and Derek's show where we go on a quest to give the reboot of ECW a second chance. I thought
the first couple episodes were like the third chance. Because we at least watched them like twice.
But
the rest of them are like second chances.
I started picking up watching these originally in like 2007 somewhere too.
It's like your fourth chance.
I'll see all those, yeah, for a second time. But Ed, I kind of feel like last week's episode, which was episode 8, which is the one where they were in the Hammerstein Ballroom. I think that was
the
like
the one they shit on them the worst.
Yeah, that was like the okay, this brand is nothing.
Yeah.
Essentially, like we're 2 months in. This is a sinking ship. Let's bury it. Is the feeling that I'm going into this week with? I don't know what this episode has in it.
Well, we don't have Kurt Angle for much longer.
I don't really know what they have going on this week's episode that we're about to watch and review. But I can tell you my impression going in is it's not going to be very pretty.
No.
After last week's episode.
Are we at least going to have an Extreme Rules heavyweight title match again?
They've been doing one every single
except
week.
Except for when Batista was there. I just felt like he was a pussy or something at that time.
Yeah, Batista didn't do the Extreme Rules, but
he's
Kane
like, I'm a pussy.
Kane and even Undertaker did, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, what I was talking about before this real quick,
Baron
before we
ECW?
Before we start this episode, I was telling you about the new episode of A&A MMA.
Yeah.
On the Lousy Weather Media Network. They had MMA fighter Andrew Law on, who's been on the main show before. Andrew Law is a really cool dude. But his last fight he had, he got illegally kneed. He was in the fight. He went down to one knee, and the guy kneed him in the head while he was down. So, and he said that he said he like got his hand up, but it still basically was just like knee on temple.
It's still a fucking
like,
knee.
So,
a hand doesn't really block a knee that well.
His knee straight across his temple. And he said he felt concussed, and they kept asking him if he could continue, and he kept just saying yeah. And it's kind of funny because to him, he was thinking if he was like, no, I can't continue, he would have been disqualified and lost the fight. He wasn't thinking, like, all he had to do was be like, no, I can't continue, and he would have won because it was an illegal knee. So eventually he goes, no, I can't continue because he can't stand up straight. After he says, like, all right, I'm going to stand up, he like stands up and starts falling backwards, he says, and shit. So
that's yeah, like buddy.
So he starts saying then the next day. Corner. The next day was Thanksgiving, and he said he started having this weird, like chunky, like fluid falling out of his nose.
Oh yeah, he
and
did some brain damage.
He's fucking like he's like, you know, it's Thanksgiving, so he just goes back to bed and shit, like doesn't, and then he the next morning when he was about to go to work, it started happening again. So he fucking goes to the hospital instead, and they say, yeah, that's spinal fluid leaking out of your nose right now, and so he has to get a spinal tap done and all this fucking damn shit, like super heavy concussion issue too, and
it's no joke.
So then he started talking about the concussion issues, and he's like I remember like making fun of guys at the gym, like get back to work, dude, you know what I mean?
And now, and he's then, one of those guys like, fuck, I like, gotta get back to work, or
he's it, well he was like
I'm on the sidelines,
he was like, but you don't even really realize how long you can feel effects of it, because he was saying 2 months later he was working his day job as a plumber, and he's like, and I did the measurements and everything, and I turned around to do my cuts, and he was like, and I forgot everything. I literally almost forgot like where I was. And Slim, without missing a beat's like, well, did you measure twice? You always measure twice and then cut once. And fucking like, we're like,
no, he just had memory loss, bro. It's like, CTE is like, real, Slim.
He's like, well, did you do your measurements twice?
He
like,
does an MMA show and doesn't even.
I'm in the car, acknowledge just the dying. Concussion. I'm just dying. Listen, it was so fucking funny.
That is funny though.
Well, did you measure twice? Like, I mean, I feel like he was half slapstick was saying it, but. Like, he just so off the cuff was like, well, did you measure it twice? You might not have forgot if you measured it twice. Like, what?
Like, what? No, dude. I have spinal fluid coming out of my fucking face right now.
But yeah, it's a really good interview. And Andrew does say that, like, that he's ready to start getting back to fighting
cool.
and shit.
So. Good for him. Because I know that shit's no joke.
Yeah, the doctors told him it would be, like, 6 months. And I want to say it's been close to a year now.
Yeah,
so
I mean, look at people in the NFL who get a concussion.
Yeah,
I mean, Joe Hayden, prime example.
There's been MMA guys too. I can't remember the one guy, but he's been out like 2 years now.
Fuck
with,
yeah, concussions are no joke.
And so that's why we don't see Daniel Bryan wrestling
exactly
either. There's so we have the episode 9 queued up here. We have it queued up at the 0000 mark. No, not like Conrad and Tony, where we're going to be off time with you guys.
That's only when I press pause and say pause.
Yeah. They but so what I'll even just preface it, because they don't preface it. They don't tell you on their podcast, should I hit play and cue it up to 000 or should I just hit play when you do? I say hit play, cue it up to 000, hit pause, and then wait for us to, you know, do the countdown and hit play.
And wait for your famous countdown.
Yeah, so that we can all start watching at the same time, because some people are going to have 15-second dynamic ads, some people are going to have 30-second dynamic ads and things like that. And I want us all to open up, like, on crowd or intro music
or
shot.
However,
you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, we have it queued up to 000. It's episode 9 of... lousy ECW podcast. I don't know what's gonna happen this week on ECW. You got any predictions before we hit play, Derek? You think we're gonna see some big dicks?
I say we're gonna see three original ECW
guys. I thought you were gonna say three big dicks.
Three huge, humongous cocks just for Sean.
Their dick is just swearing. I was watching like 95 Raw the one day, and like Goldust's dick in those old days was like. Yeah, he wasn't leaving nothing to the imagination. And it's not like he's packing that hard either. It just kind of looks like this weird nub sticking, like...
He was not shy.
Sticking up. But anyway, go on.
I mean, he got Terry Reynolds.
Yeah, he did.
With that little nub.
But you want to see his nub. Like, his nub was...
You want to see his nub.
His nub was sticking straight. You want to see it kind of, like, hang...
You want
to one side.
You want a Tony Nese cock.
His is just straight in the middle, like fucking all powerful. He's going to hit you with the Kamehameha. Anyway, no predictions. We had this.
Besides three huge cocks.
Three huge
for
cocks.
For you and me, three original ECW guys this whole show.
All right, we're at 000. We're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. Last week, they're saying here.
I don't count this for my two ECW guys either.
This doesn't count. This doesn't saying, because they hit you with two right off the bat, man.
This shit does not count. Okay, so we have Mike Knox and
drinking RC soda on
test
the podcast.
The fucking tag team last week, wasn't it? Is when they unified.
Yeah, when tag team. And then he spanked Kelly Kelly in the middle of the ring,
and then we got Tommy Dreamer and Sandman once again tag team.
The one day I was like taking a sip of a soda, and I was like,
forgot what you were doing.
No, I was like, afterwards, and Bobby was like, I didn't know people could actually do that after a sip in a soda. It's like, I thought that was just in commercials. I was like, no, man, I'm refreshed.
I'm refreshed.
We're watching the sexual assault happen again.
Yes, we are. It didn't last long.
No.
Paul Heyman.
Yeah,
and I am not counting him either as an original ECW guy.
Paul Heyman doing the Tommy Dreamer pose, too. So we watched all this stuff last week. This is just a bunch of horse garbage. It's like him going in barbed wire for a replay package. That's all he did that for. Nothing else.
Is it setting up an angle with Test?
It's setting up a burial of the ECW guys.
Well, they already did that last week. That was their fucking funeral, dude.
Yeah, we might see like Tommy versus Test since they're really focusing on the Tommy and Test shit right here.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's like, yawn, who cares?
I mean, who cared then? Essentially.
No one.
Not a lot of people. A, because Test. It was on Sci-Fi.
Test. Did you know Test's original gimmick was he was a Motley Crue bodyguard?
Yeah.
The fuck out of my cats. My cats go scurrying through the fucking room. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm not counting any of these guys in their intro.
I always wondered what the name Test was. I thought it was just like a steroid test or something. he's jacked up on steroids, so we're going to call him the Test. But no, he was the Motley Crue bodyguard, so he was like the Test to get to Motley Crue or something. Yeah, fuck him. I don't get it. But to throw out, like, that's just, like, funny storytelling.
You know that's all big guys' gimmicks, bodyguards.
Man, it's just funny storytelling.
At
like,
least it wasn't for another wrestler. They at least gave it to Motley Crue.
This guy's from Motley Crue. Motley Crue's like, what?
Who is this guy?
No, it wasn't. But then when they had somebody like Brodus Clay, who was a legit bodyguard for Snoop Dogg for years and shit. Here we go. Number one contender match, Sabu versus Kurt Angle tonight.
So Kurt Angle is definitely not winning because he'll probably be gone by next week.
I always forget to check what the dates are on these.
See, here you got to go pause, and everyone's going to be pissed at you.
No, I can Google it. But anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, Brodus Clay is legit bodyguard for Snoop Dogg, but instead of making him a fucking tough bodyguard, let's make him a dancing dinosaur.
Poor fella. And I didn't even watch wrestling then. I just seen that gimmick the one time, and I was like, what the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
Dancing fucking Barney?
When they did a whole skit at WrestleMania one time where they had like 30 dancing grandmas.
I think
come
that's
out,
what
like,
I seen.
Or I should say they were dancing mamas because the song somebody called my mama, not called my grandmama. Kelly Kelly looking pretty today.
She still moves like your typical Barbie.
Yeah, she. But she's fucking. She's playing the stripper character, and she's not a stripper. They should have hired a stripper to do the stripper character.
Well, they did that once, and you see what good that did.
She just took off her top.
No, she got caned in the face.
I was talking about. I thought we were talking about.
So they focus on Test and Dreamer this entire time, but instead they're going to give us Mike Knotts and fucking Tommy
Dreamer. That Test can do another run-in.
And then Sandman come out and Kane Kelly Kelly again.
And then we can stretch this angle for another godforsaken week. ECW rules, they said.
I feel sorry for you, my little friend, back in 2006.
That he thought this was going to rule.
Yes. This was like... I think WCW could have done better than this at this time period if they were still around.
If they rebooted the WCW.
Yeah. I think that had a better chance than this shit.
They didn't really have. Man, I was watching. This is now I'm having a stroke. I was watching on fucking YouTube. They had WWE 12 cutscenes, and I didn't remember this. I definitely have WWE 12. I think I still have it upstairs. And they had a whole angle where fucking Kevin Nash comes back, and then they bring back the WCW glory, and he wins the title and spray paints WCW, or Big Show wins the title and spray paints WCW on the fucking title, and they do this whole WCW invasion and in WWE storyline in the Road to WrestleMania mode for WWE 12. And I'm like, I don't remember that at all.
In video game?
Yeah, in WWE 12.
Never played it.
Yeah, I think I have it.
Last one I played was 11.
I think I have it upstairs. I'll have to see if it's... Like, I remembered all the things from 11 that I saw, like the Undertaker one and the...
With the crazy druids?
Yeah, and shit like that. But yeah, WWE 12, I guess, has fucking one where they do a WCW invasion and they take over and Big Show defects to WCW.
Okay, Paul Heyman and the soon-to-be Shield.
Oh, yeah, there's a wrestling match going on here. It's the shitty referee. That's why I missed it. Mike Knox just sold that DDT so insanely. He literally went straight down top of his head and held it like a gymnast and then flipped over. So now as the referee's still being distracted, like there's not a match going on.
Yeah. It's like us being distracted watching this match. Perfect timing.
I never understood why a referee can't like do two things at once either. Like referees, once they go to like somebody on, I mean, I guess it's the art of wrestling, but the referee will go to the apron and only argue with the manager and never will just like peek around his head once. If you just turned your head once, you'd catch all this dastardly shit happening. And you would think
Or he would turn his head once and nothing would be going on.
You would think you just keep turning it. You would think referees from watching other referees.
I think he would get a whiplash after that. He's not trying to headbang, Sean.
After referees watching other referees for the past 70 years, they would have learned that, like, shit happens when you have your back turned.
No, they train them to be stupid.
They hire fucking literally the dumbest people on earth to be referees.
Essentially.
Where do you think they get referees at? Like, what, clown school or something?
I could say a lot of things, but then people would be offended. There's probably a lot of places, Sean. Because that's how I feel about referees in general. Even in the NFL. I feel they're hired from the same exact place the WWE from.
That's why they're so blind.
I mean, I think...
That's funny.
I think they're fucking like the XFL, dude.
So as Mike Knox and fucking Paul Heyman
there's my
guys,
two...
Yeah.
I at least got two originals.
That's what I was describing. So as Mike Knox and Paul Heyman and fucking the two goons... are backing down Dreamer in the corner. Sandman's music hits.
So now I'm waiting for Tess to come from his blind side and take him out, essentially.
Sandman comes to save his friend, but he's got to show up in the audience and walk slowly down the stairs and through the fucking crowd to get...
needed his three beers.
They had to go
to get bloody.
They had to go to a commercial break before they could come back and have him there. But it's like your friend is like got four people trying to murder him with nightclubs in the ring, and you're going to take your time and slam beer on the way. Like, here I come. It's like fucking.
He's a really good friend.
It's like what Popeye would fucking have to stop and slam a can of spinach real quick. Fucking Sandman with his beer.
Power up.
Yeah, fuck.
He just got three boosts.
My friend needs help. Hit my music first. I got to go all the way up here. And walk from fucking section 400 down to the fucking ring.
And you better give me three cold beers.
Yeah, and I need to smash three beers on my head. Alright,
Heyman's cutting a promo on him.
Oh, Heyman's cutting a promo.
Trying to lure Sandman.
See, sir, I know you are drunk right now, and I want you to just shut the fuck up. Swing that cane like you swing your dick and have a match with Mike Knox right now.
And he's like, oh, I don't want a match with Mike Knox right now.
I want to drink three more beers.
Yeah, I just want three. You can't. You have to slow down on the beer.
But Paul, three. I come from section 400.
And we're out of here. They are having a match between Mike Knox and Sam Aaron.
That,
this
that
is fucking,
awesome.
Just fucking joking.
Clearly.
So Tommy Dreamer can't even get out of the ringside area. Now here comes Test. Oh, and he's going to boot Tommy Dreamer to the face. Cause Tommy
okay,
Dreamer,
so I thought that was going to happen to Sandman, but instead it's Dreamer.
No,
okay.
It still might happen to Sandman. So that I hate that referee, dude. What is he doing with his hands?
Ref
right
should
now?
Have already been smacked with the kendo stick.
Oh.
And why did he drop it? He could have swung it at Test coming at him, instead he drops it. Like, oh.
Nah. Sandman goes after
the attack.
Sandman went after Mike Knox with the cane, and Mike Knox ducked out of the way. And when Sandman turned around, he took a boot from Test.
You know who
to
deserves
the
cane shot after that?
Kelly Kelly.
No, fucking ref. I would walk up to him straight in the back and cane him to death and be like, motherfucker.
I hate this referee, dude. What's he even doing? He's like, yeah, that was a hard
you
fist.
You really think that little guy can stop those two?
So apparently this is a...
handicap match?
Handicap match now, yep.
Nice.
Sandman with a nice drop kick, double leg. I don't know what Sandman was doing there. I think he just started humping Test's chest for a second. I think he was going to go up
for
like
a cheap
the,
grab.
For like the 10 punches, but like he went the step and he missed the step. And
remember, Sean, he's three beers in. Mm. He was shotgunning that shit.
Yeah, and then he might have been humping Test Chesta. It's like the Jake the Snake thing at Heroes of Wrestling when he's like fucking walking around with the snake between his legs and shit.
Oh, such a classic review.
I was watching something earlier, and they were like playing as Jake the Snake in a video game, and he's like, oh, now I'm going to roll around in my socks, and it's funny as fuck. He's like, yeah, I remember that pay-per-view, Heroes of Wrestling. Who's ever going to forget that? So now Sandman is just caning the shit out of these guys across the fucking
the
dome
ref
piece.
Deserves one, too.
Yeah,
he is at least...
He got out of the way. But,
so was that the Ken Shamrock, like, fired up?
That's what he looks like, don't he?
He looked like, get out of my way!
Is this what Ken Shamrock did? I think the real Sandman died and they just had Ken Shamrock dye his hair and become the new Sandman. Dude, my cats are full on swinging on each other, dude, in the kitchen right now. Holy, he's like got her head in a headlock.
It's been going on for about 4 minutes.
We're watching wrestling, so they just started wrestling.
And we are watching cats fighting.
Hey, cats, cut it the fuck out. That was a weird way I said that. Cut it the fuck out.
Seriously, I'm just tap her on the head.
Yeah, like, I'm about to throw something at both of you. The fuck is wrong with the two of you? They're just over there fighting. Like, I can tell they're not having fun because of Paige's ears. She ain't having fun. Paige, stop jumping up at him and he'll stop swatting you. Uh-oh.
I think he's having fun.
I'm about to...
He's waggling his little tail.
Yeah. But is she? I was like, her ears are going flat. When she does Yoda ears, she ain't happy. I can tell you that much. If you look at my cat, she just looks like a fucking maned up Yoda. She's not a happy
I think
camper.
She wants up there.
Yeah, she wants the seat. This is funny. All right, so Sabu's on the TV.
we're straight cold, play by play
in the cat fight
instead of watching. That tells you how
cat
bad.
Fight, cat fight. CCW, bro.
That is terrible.
Yeah,
that your kitchen provides a better Hammerstein ballroom than the ECW itself.
That's funny. So we're getting a number one contender match with Sabu and Kurt Angle.
So I will get my three ECW originals.
Yeah, here's your third one. Here's Sabu. Because
they did confirm Sabu and Kurt Angle for number one contender.
Now they're fighting on the floor. Now they're having a little more fun. I'll give them that. I'll let them.
They made Sabu talk.
All right. So yes, I hate talking, and because my voice doesn't sound like it's from Saudi Arabia, my voice sounds like I'm from Detroit. That was his promo. So we got a number one contender match, Sabu versus Kurt Angle. It is true, though. Sabu, like, he didn't want to talk at all. And he...
Kill his gimmick.
His story is when they hired him, they were like, no, we're going to do shit your way. Here's Balls Mahoney.
I'm at four ECW originals
this week. What do you think Balls Mahoney's saying right here, Derek?
I want to quit my job. This shit sucks. I fucking hate life. I'm eating more donuts.
He's smiling. This is the worst my teeth have ever looked.
It's probably the best they've ever looked. What are you talking about? He has that WWE healthcare.
I think he got better teeth by about a year later. I remember him having like more of a full mouth.
Well, goddamn, that healthcare kicked in a year later then.
He might have just had dentures. I've seen interviews with him from like 2010 where he's gotten no teeth at all. So we see you outside
Gaylord Center.
Gaylord Entertainment is it? What the fuck? What is the Gaylord Entertainment? Normally I check out the
Gaylord
cities.
Fucker.
I think they said we were in Memphis for this show. I don't really remember though. Here comes
Ariel.
Yeah, Kevin Thorne and you completely skipped over Kevin Thorne. Mm-hmm. Ariel was fucking. She was top notch here though. You cannot.
She has done the best vampire.
Yeah. And even looking back on her, you're like, yeah, she was super fucking hot.
Yeah. That's for sure.
So Kevin Thorne's coming to the ring now.
Now, why couldn't she been the stripper? And Kelly been the
That's
city
what
vampire?
I was getting at that earlier, but I think we got sidetracked.
Like,
yeah,
come
Kelly
on now.
Kelly could have been the shitty vampire.
And she can wrestle.
Kelly wouldn't have been able to pull off the vampire gimmick at all either. She wouldn't have been able to pull off either one.
Well, Vince would have been like, well, you got to do it like this.
I'll show you how to suck blood. God damn it.
I mean, if you read Edge's interview in Sports Illustrated, pretty much if you do whatever Vince does, you're pretty much guaranteed to be top of the business.
Drink fucking egg whites every morning and work out at 4 a.m. That dude never sleeps. Wasn't it like only like a year ago he tore his quad working out at like 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Some shit. Has nobody to help him. He just has a torn quad. What does everybody want? You got five ECW originals
what
now, dude.
What the fuck? Where was this at? The
last
Hammerstein
week.
Ballroom?
Yeah, as I'd say.
So after they shit on him and we're at their funeral, we're at their resurrection, like Christ has arrived. We're back at ECW.
Well, this is their like, yeah, we sucked last week. Give us a chance, but everybody had already left. All right, so Shelley's on the outside of the ring trying to tempt Al Snow. Distracted.
He was very distracted.
But Kevin Thorne tried to get in the middle of it to no avail. Scotty, my cat, is in front of the TV now. The other cat's.
And he is succeeding.
The other cat's in the other chair, so they might start fighting.
Al Snow's actually getting offense. I'm surprised.
Scotty, get down. I want to watch television there.
He's just like giving you a fuck you look.
Yep. Trying to look up what the date on this episode was. And
yeah, I mean, we're watching Al Snow versus Kevin Thorne. Pretty much Al Snow's teaching this kid in the ring.
But it might be a fucking job match. It was about over already.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, what was that? A spear?
It was a spear, but it
Al
looked
Snow
like
sold it like a fucking. Is Al Snow sold it by sitting down?
I think he was trying to sit down way before.
Are they going to show it again?
Oh, he clearly missed him.
Why did they show that again?
Bad. And this is
it
why
like,
it didn't last.
Supposed to be like a shoulder block thing, but I think Al Snow thought he was going to be taking the spear.
Yeah. So one of them fucked up on the move.
So episode 9, this is August 8th. So
Kurt Angle's gone in what, September?
I think he does his last match at the end of August and then is gone in September. I don't remember when Survivor Series, I mean SummerSlam is. SummerSlam's in August, but I'm not sure how many weeks away from here. But that's probably why we're having the number one contender matches for SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Survivor Series, you're about to do it too. Series. Yeah, fuck Summer it. Slam. The one night a year where Raw battle SmackDown.
What about the Royal Rumble?
I was just trying to do their quote from last night.
That was the first thing
that's all they said over and over and over.
And I was thinking, what about the Royal Rumble?
Shelly just ran into the ring for some reason, and they're biting each other's necks. And then she's going to slide back out. Just gave them extra powers in the ring. Wonder if you... I would call that as a disqualification.
I thought it was just a power up.
I'd be like, disqualification, Kevin Thorne wins.
Stamina boost.
From the run-in there.
From the run-in?
Yeah.
Are you just mad because you didn't win the run-in?
Yeah, we didn't get many big cocks this week so far, but we did get some big titties with Shelly.
With Shelly.
Yeah. Yes. So here comes the razor's edge from Kevin Thorne. So this dude's two moves is a stunner, but he does the hangover stunner where you drag him over the top rope and then does a straight-up sit-down stunner. And then his second move is a razor's edge, like.
And then the rest are clotheslines.
Couldn't we have given this guy this some was original
like a,
stuff?
This is like a WWE 2K18, like,
I'm like watching her, like, what is she doing? She literally, like, laid on her back, rolled her legs around, wrapped her legs around his legs, and then started to stand up. Now he's, like, dominating her by shoving her hair around and shit. Hell yeah, they're about to go have some freaky vampire sex right now. They're about to do it right in the ring. Hell yeah, live sex celebration of vampire
style. Was this before?
True Blood?
Edge and Lita? Well, True Blood, sure.
I'm joking. Edge and Lita's live sex celebration, I want to say, was like the month before.
Before this?
I want to say this shit was in like July of 2006. I can look it up right now, but... That's what I'm assuming July of 2006. Let's say, so SummerSlam was August 20th of 2006, so we got, what, one more episode of ECW before? Holy shit. SummerSlam. They're still on the attack, my cats are. That's what we're talking about there. But Edge and Lita, live sex celebration. Let's get a date on this shit. On this date in WWE history.
Look how fucked up Kurt Angle is.
He looks all right. It looks like he can cut a better promo than fucking...
What we just saw?
He cut an all right one last week or whenever it was, the night after Survivor Series. Holy shit, I was way wrong. July 9th edition. I mean, fuck, January. January 9th, 2006. Was the live sex celebration. So it was, yeah, 7 months before this. I was fucking, for some reason, I thought it happened in July. But January makes sense. Because then you build for whatever the fuck. They were doing, the next week is when they did that TLC match with Ric Flair and fucking...
Rene Dupree?
No, it was Ric Flair.
Your favorite wrestler.
I don't even know who Rene Dupree is. I've
was
never
he in
heard
La
of.
Resistance?
Maybe. Rene Dupree. I honestly have no idea who he is.
That's all I can think of.
Here's your fucking... Oh, I thought this was going to be Robbie Adam. It's a
is this the first time the champ's not fighting this week? No hardcore match?
He's wearing a suit, too. Looking good. The Big Show coming out. Full-on suit, walking into the ring, probably going to cut a promo that nobody cares about. Rene
Even when he
Dupree.
Cuts a promo nowadays, no one cares.
Rene Dupree is a wrestler, Canadian. He was a tag team, La Resistance, you're right. Was Sylvain Grenier. I believe he still is wrestling too, Rene Dupree. I'm not sure where.
I'm surprised I knew that.
Yeah, I had no idea who the fuck this guy is. They kept him. I can't believe they kept him on the fucking roster this long. La Resistance was like 2003.
Yeah.
I'm reading his wiki here. They sent him like back and forth.
His hand is bigger than the title belt.
His whole ECW story is like a blip right here. On the August 8th
one
episode.
One match and gone.
On the August 8th episode, a promo aired with Dupree sporting clean shave and long hair, announcing that he'd be debuting soon. Promos aired throughout the rest of August, showing him taking pictures, claiming he was the most extreme athlete in ECW history.
So he was their adrenaline junkie.
He made his debut on September 12th, defeating Balls Mahoney.
So that's after Kurt Angle left. So Angle leaves, and then they obtain
on the February 20th, 2007 episode.
He's out the company.
He reformed La Resistance. So does he do only two matches, and they're 6 months apart. One September 12th, one February 20th.
We're about to see, Sean.
Dupree got suspended at the start of March 2007 and was sent to rehab. And then they
never returned.
They sent him to developmental for 1 month and then fired him a month later in 2007.
He went to the pit of misery.
Yeah. They say he was released by his own request, though.
Right.
The fucking Rene Dupree story.
Are you trying to fund
trying to it? Figure out what he does now. He just works independent shows in Canada now.
Yeah, because if he was somebody, he'd be in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah, fuck, it was 15 years ago he was on fucking television. Oh, shit. What the fuck, you can... There's a point where you just gotta move past some people eventually.
Some people just don't work out.
Yeah.
They're huge stars, indie, and then move to the Federation.
But then there's other guys that they just keep around forever, like...
Yeah.
Like Big Boss Man or something. Big Boss Man's like in 87, then he's in like 92, then he's in like...
But I also think that's like backstage politics and shit like
that. People really liked him.
Yeah.
And then you got somebody like Bam Bam that I don't know if people necessarily liked.
Who was a way better
athlete. I never knew Bam Bam fucking was such a big deal in Survivor Series 87. I guess I never like paid attention to the first Survivor Series. But like Bam Bam like goes over in that match. And I didn't even know he was around in WWF back then. I didn't even know he came around until the mid-fucking 90s. And that would have... 87 is when he made his pro wrestling debut, too. So he was like a year into the business, and he came in, and Vince McMahon was like, this guy's going to be great.
And he was
right. He got a WrestleMania main event in 95, so
I mean, he's one of the later. Most underrated big guys out there.
Yeah. But then after his WrestleMania match in 95, like, he's gone from the company by 96, easy. And then in, because I can't remember any 96 memories that had Bam Bam Bigelow in it.
Not being around, really.
I
mean, did he do a little ECW, maybe?
Probably.
Maybe.
That's what I meant. I meant no memories in WWF of 96.
Yeah, for sure. He was probably in ECW.
He was definitely in ECW in 97 and 98.
Doing the whole task.
And then he went to WCW. He might have been in WCW in 96, too. Or Japan. So last week, CM Punk debuted.
The only possibly good thing they did at the ballroom.
Yeah, when I listen back to the episode,
you're shocked by it.
Well, it's pretty cool when I turn up the volume and you hear that CM Punk chant. It's like, holy shit, that's fucking ridiculous. Because he didn't get a chance like that for another 6 years in this company.
It was kind of like Roman on Monday Night Raw.
Wasn't really he got cheered. Yeah.
He thanked the crowd
for
cheering him because he was like, I haven't heard that in weeks. And I was like, damn.
He hasn't heard that in years.
I'm like, yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
CM Punk.
Since I started watching wrestling, here. He hasn't got a cheer. No. Besides you at the fucking live show.
Yeah, I cheered for him at the...
Fucking Mark. I fucking hate Roman, but when I'm there, I love his dick.
I never said I hate him. I've always said that I would drain his balls. I was going through my tweets the other day. Like, I have these tweets from like 2 years ago that's like, I don't know why people hate this Roman Reigns guy. I'd drain his balls, and I posted a picture of him. And then there's this woman that's like, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I wish I knew if she was talking about me saying he gets booed all the time or that I would drain his balls. Like, I wish I knew.
He was unsure about
it. I wish I knew what she was referring to.
You should have replied and asked this specific question.
Yeah, like, are you mad that I want to drain his balls or are you mad that I think everybody boos him? She's like, if you only knew. Like, oh, damn. But yes, Roman Reigns.
He would be their best heel.
Who? Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, he won it. Not nowadays. I mean, I get what you're saying because he is just a super good looking and naturally cocky guy. I mean, he's a fucking football player.
He could be like a Randy Orton.
Yeah. He could play both
pretty much a tweener.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Easily.
But
they just don't use him that way.
Nah. Because
think about how Orton flip flops.
I don't really see the point. But
it's like the Michael Scott fucking. snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap.
I definitely think when they're done doing this Shield run, he needs to get out of the Shield outfit. Because he's been wearing the Shield outfit this whole fucking time. You know what I mean? You really think
he's going to abandon the outfit and get a whole new entrance?
No. See, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose did. Roman Reigns kept the outfit, kept the music, and that's why he got fucking booed.
Big Cass got three motherfucking different entrances, and Roman Reigns is still using the Shield shit. And I didn't even watch wrestling then.
I just mean when they separated, when fucking... Well, if you watch Monday night,
they said they're not breaking up anytime soon. They're about to have all the titles.
I just mean when they originally
broke up. It's
going to
be about a year and a half, maybe after WrestleMania.
Hey, let me get through this. When they originally broke up, fucking Seth Rollins got new music, new clothes. Dean Ambrose got new music, new clothes. And Roman Reigns sat there with the same fucking music, the same outfit, same move set, and... There's a point where, like, how we were watching last week's episode and the crowd's chanting same old shit, same old shit. There's a point where people are fucking tired of the same old shit.
I say that shit just watching regular wrestling.
I put money...
This I don't say it to because you're getting random shit.
If Roman Reigns, after the Shield broke up, came out in fucking trunks and fucking his hair fucking wet and said, hoo-ah, he'd fucking be cheered like crazy. But since he came out in the same old shit with the same old look, same old attitude, it fucking just got shit on by the crowd. And that's WWE's fault. Why the fuck? Like when Shawn Michaels broke up from the Rockers, right? Marty Jannetty wore the same old shit and fucking...
Well, he's the fucking rocker, okay? He's Marty.
But which one got over? The one that changed their fucking look and made a new character?
Obviously, the one became a what? Five-time champion?
When fucking Zack Ryder and fucking Kurt Hawkins split up. Kurt Hawkins was still looking like an edgehead until he basically got fired. And fucking
Zack
Ryder went to the one nutsack fucking pants and all that shit and like, woo, 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 you know it. And all the shit, and got himself over. Like, you got to change to get over. Fucking Dolph Ziggler.
Unless you're Sabu, you don't have to change.
Think about if the fucking Spirit Squad broke up, and Dolph Ziggler still to this day was fucking Nicky Mondo, or where the fuck his name was, or
he would probably be somewhere else.
And so he wouldn't have been fucking cheered. He would still be the fucking cheerleader. It'd be the same old fucking shit.
Who was probably the most technical out of all of them.
So anyway, we got Kurt Angle versus Sabu in the ring right now. That's big main event for
we have today. A ref that you don't hate this time.
Yeah, Mickey
so
J
nice.
Is in the ring right now. Mickey J. Well, I used to love when he used to referee Mickey James matches, and it'd be like, Mickey J, count out Mickey James. And be like, hold on, what?
What?
But that's probably one of the reasons why fucking Vince McMahon...
See, this is a cool matchup, Sabu, Angle, because you're never going to see that often.
And then they can share somas after the match, too.
He was getting his somas from the plug
Sabu.
Right now.
Yeah, he's like, he just pulled them out of his pocket. Yeah, we're doing the deal. Just in the ring, man. Just in the ring.
I need it in my mouth. Give it to me.
They're probably doing the old Shawn Michaels Diesel thing where you take the somas right before you go out. And then once the soma's quick. Once the soma's kick about the 20-minute mark is when you know to go home. Oh, shit, I'm buzzing. Let's get out of this match. Holy shit.
It's time to send them home, yeah, daddy.
Kurt Angle went flying through the ropes, hit himself on the pole.
Maybe his soma's already kicked in.
he's ready.
10 minutes ago.
He like feels like he's superhuman. Yeah, that was always the fucking Diesel thing. So because they knew they could go out there, have a 20-minute match, Soma's kick in, they could get a shower, and then make it to And when they would make it to the after party, Angle took a back body drop over the top rope and fucking about did a 450 splash on himself to the fucking outside.
Angle's a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, Diesel's excuse was that when they got to the after party, they didn't want everybody else to be fucked up and them be sober and have to catch up, so they would take the somas before the last match so that they would kick in when the match was over.
And be caught up to everyone.
They could hit the showers, make it to the party an hour late, and still be as fucked up as everyone else.
I mean, it would be a challenge.
It makes sense, man. That's why you know, it's pre-gaming, man. That's why you drink a beer here before you go to the show, or you know what I mean, and shit like that. It's all just like that. I want my beers to kick in before I get to the...
Before I spend $12.
And before I get to the arena.
You're spending $12 for your next two.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Spend $12.99 for a 12-pack or a 24-pack and then fucking go to the bar and spend $12 and all you get is two tall boys.
Yeah.
Ouch.
They all drank in the car back in the day, too.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. It was an... As big as a deal.
Yeah, they would all be drinking 10 beers back. 10 beers down. Now we're getting to see Sabu do some wrestling in this match. Like, Sabu's the type of guy that, like, he doesn't necessarily need chairs and fucking shit for his matches.
He's a good wrestler.
For his shit to look stiff and violent and good, you know.
And he's also in there with Kurt Angle, too.
Exactly. So these two can... have a match that, yeah, like I said, looks stiff and violent and good, but...
It's been really fun to watch.
It's Sabu's, like, fucking chic, you know, heritage, you know, learning that Detroit chic shit, you know? Doesn't have to, you know, it's, like, the flaming tables and shit like that and chairs.
Yeah, you don't have to be hardcore.
The wild man shit was more for the show, and the match was what sold people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they fucking...
I'm surprised this match is actually going on this long.
Well, they got to wait for the Somos to kick in before they go home, Derek. We already decided that.
I figured both of them was already 10 minutes ago.
Nah, you take them right before you go out there. Let it take about 20 minutes to kick in.
We're talking about Sabu and Kurt Angle here. They were probably popping Somos all day.
They're already on 7, yeah. They've already puked a few times.
We've already established...
Oh, God.
Oh.
I remember it was one time I was hanging out with this dude, Tanner, and he fucking ate...
Tall-ass Tanner?
Yeah, remember that kid?
Yeah, I know Tanner.
He ate, like, a fucking Xanax and a Soma, and then we smoked a blunt, and then he just started puking.
You might as well just had him eat a Coriseden.
Might as well just been signing him up for an overdose. Fuck. Can't believe that dumbass shit we used to do.
Nuts.
Yeah, I was never much of a mixer, but I remember him like being like, I'm grabbing this and this and this and just eating them all and then drinking and then smoking weed.
He probably went
like,
to his grandma's pill thing and just took one a day.
I got a Vicodin, I got a Soma, I got a Xanax, I got...
You're like, Tanner, where are you at your grandma's again?
You don't need all those, man. That's gonna make you feel fucked up. Yeah, we were going to like a concert and he...
Of course you wanted to be fucked up.
He's pre-gaming. And
we've already talked about it, Sean.
He ended up, like, puking in a fucking box. Like, he was eating Taco Bell, and then he puked it all right back in his box. And then...
probably not a fun...
I want to say he did come to the show, but then had somebody, like, pick him up in the middle of it. He couldn't take it no more.
You got to remember, Tanner was, like, 6'3", and the biggest pussy you would ever know.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder whatever happened to that guy. He still has a Facebook profile, and his picture is him, like, working at a Kings of Vapor. So I have no idea whatever. I don't think he doesn't, like, post or nothing like that, though. So I have no idea whatever happened to that guy. It's just kind of funny. It's like Kings of Vapor does sound like what we would sign him up for, though. he was the dude that would, like, come over wearing pajama pants.
Tanner was weird.
Be like, you wear pajama pants right now? He's like, yeah. They got Rocco on them or some shit. Rocco's Modern Life pajama pants.
I think he was just stealing his sister's.
Yeah. I think one time he came over my house when I was dating Maddie, and he showed up in pajama pants, and then when she came over, she was just wearing pajama pants and, like, orange slices, and I was like, hold on, wait.
Are they on a date or
Let's say you do look like the couple. What's happening here?
Sean, you instantly became the third wheel.
Yeah, on my own, hanging out with my own girlfriend. It's like, this sucks. So Sabu's got the pin here. Kurt Angle kicks out. So I'd say maybe we should call some wrestling. We haven't been doing nothing. we've been just talking about Tanner from fucking 2006 instead of this
instead
match.
Of the ECW from 2006.
Instead of the ECW from 2006, exactly. Kurt Angle's awesome. Going for the three.
At least we made
here.
Them both, you know, intertwine. It's 2006. Are we in the safe zone?
They at least were the same thing. Yeah, Sabu's foot's on the rope. Mickey J sees it. So
I mean, if we can call the cat fight, I think talking about Tanner's.
Yeah, this episode might be like we've strayed the furthest from whatever the fuck we're watching than any of the
we
other.
We got exactly what I called.
Yeah,
but
you got way more. Yeah, we got double the amount of ECW wrestlers.
Yeah, so we got six ECW guys.
We didn't get any big cocks, though.
You didn't get the big cock that you wanted.
But Shelly's big titties almost make up for all the big cocks we were missing.
I mean, you can always turn it on to 205 Live and see your buddy
Tony
Nese.
I need to see some more Nunzio matches.
You are now.
When I listen back to like 2 weeks ago's episode, it's like I'm like fixated. I'm like, look at Nunzio's feet. Look at Nunzio's dick. Look at Nunzio. And then I'll be like, look at Shelly's tits and look at Nunzio's dick proportioning to her tits from his dick. Like this is pornography for me right now. Yeah. All right. So it's like vampires and feet and dicks. I'm ready for this shit.
Your own specialized foot fetish.
Yeah, the fucking vamp
and
foot
it's only
diaries.
Nunzio's feet.
Holy
like you
shit.
You have a fetish for eyebrows.
The one guy from NXT, not the referee.
Yeah.
I had to think about that one. Like, what? I forgot about that. But that's Shinsuke Nakamura's fetish, though. He's the one that's posting them all the time. I'm just like, yeah, those are some pretty damn good eyebrows.
But you're obsessed with his eyebrows.
His eyebrows
like,
are cool.
He takes pictures of
He's
other...
He's the one that posts the pictures, not me.
Other people's eyebrows, though, too.
Uh-huh.
But you're just fixated on the refs. That's what's so scary about
on that
it,
ref's eyebrows? Holy shit. So we got the twisting splash there.
Later known as the Twisted Bliss.
Yeah, that's what it is. That was fucking Alexa Bliss's move.
Yeah, which is funny to see.
We got Fujiwara armbar going on right now on Kurt Angle. Yeah, but Kurt Angle's going to roll it in ankle
lock.
The Soma
must be kicking in 5 minutes ago.
That's going to be the end of the match, yeah. This got to be when they go home.
He could roll out of the first one with ease in this one.
His ankle's too fucking beat up.
Oh, it's
DQ.
RVD?
Van Damminator.
Who didn't even...
Yeah, it was like the worst Van Damminator I ever saw. Kurt Angle sold it like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like he got shot.
I think the Soma just knocked his ass down. That's all. It's good. I think this is the loudest the crowd has popped. But I bet you RVD's going after Sabu next.
So is this match not a DQ?
You called
it. You definitely did call it. So is this not a DQ?
So is that the end of Sabu now?
The referee is sitting there going, what the hell? Like, the referee was, like, excited or, like, shocked that he turned on his friend. But
Kurt Angle was looking over at Sabu for sure, like, you got the hookup.
So did this match not end in a DQ, or what happened for the ending here?
I think Sabu
because this match wasn't
lost.
This match
Kurt
wasn't
Angle got taken out first.
Yeah, but it wasn't Extreme Rules though either.
So this
yeah, there's
up for,
there's the DQ.
So they're making up for the triple threat match.
That's awesome. The ref didn't call the bell after the Van Damminator. The ref called the bell after he drop kicked or leg dropped the chair onto the back.
Yeah,
of Kurt Angle.
I mean, how could you call the DQ on the Van Damminator?
He didn't even touch it.
All he did was kick the chair, and Kurt Angle fell down.
The ref was like, "Yeah, that was bad. Hit him again, or I'm not gonna ring the bell, you bitches."
It's Mickey J.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's awesome. And that is the end of our ECW show.
Yeah.
Episode 9
of ECW. Actually, I mean, that wasn't too bad of an episode.
No. We had more ECW guys than anticipated.
And our next episode looks like we're going to have a ladder match contract. But yeah, so...
probably with only two ECW guys on there this time.
That would be Rob Van Dam and Big Show.
Rob
Van Dam and Sabu.
We'll probably have four because we got Dreamer and Sandman.
Derek, your impressions of that episode.
Way better than episode 8.
Episode 8, they really kind of threw some fucking shit into the well.
Did they just let Vince Russo come back for that one episode?
Like they had ECW? They had barbed wire and fun stuff, but the angles and were shit.
Shitty. I mean,
doesn't look like it's going to get much better as we look at the previews here. Like we got Big Show and Paul Heyman.
I mean, DX the preview. September 5th.
Yeah, and then we got DX in 4 weeks. So. Yeah, well, I don't know how, but we do have looks like one more episode before SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So yeah, Derek, you got any predictions for next week before we get out of here?
Obviously, RVD's gonna win the fucking contract.
Yeah, or no, he doesn't at all. Because it's Sab. I can tell you right now, it's Sabu versus Big Show at SummerSlam.
Well, you spoiled it for me.
Yeah. I did just spoil it for you and everybody listening.
Did we even do that SummerSlam?
What's up?
Didn't we even
2006?
Yeah,
no, but that's the SummerSlam with Mick Foley versus Ric Flair, so I know we've both seen that SummerSlam 100 times.
All right, I know which one you're talking about.
So, yeah, that's 2006, and that's we're going to have the ladder match. So we should have Rob Van Dam versus Sabu this
match.
Week, or it's going to be... yeah, Rob Van Dam versus Sabu. So
Kurt Angle's automatically fucked.
He's just screwed out of it. Yeah, he doesn't have nothing.
And he's the one who got
DQ'd. Then it also says Ric Flair responds to Mick Foley. So they're continuing that angle on ECW TV apparently next week. So that means you'll get to hear my Ric Flair impression next week.
Nice.
Where I'll be like, so Mick Foley, I know you talked a lot of shit in your book and
But now you gotta learn how to talk like Foley too. Because I want both of you guys.
All right. I'll work on the Foley. I don't have a Foley in my head as of right now. You grasp the competition and you go and you do it.
Horrible. You sounded more like Christopher Walken on anything.
My daughter is banging. Did I say that out loud? I'm a retweet a porn star now. That's Mick Foley.
You need to work on that.
My best friend is Dee Snider, and we do charity together. Did I say my daughter's hot? Do you follow his daughter on Instagram? You can get an Instagram just to follow Noelle Foley. Not like
is sexy.
Yeah, you know, she's not like posting anything like too outrageous, but gorgeous woman. Man.
I see enough of her Twitter.
Yeah, I don't follow her on Twitter, so I just follow the Instagram.
I see people retweet her shit all the time.
I just see the pictures. Yeah, she dressed up as Nikki Bella for Halloween.
I seen that picture.
She pretty much put Nikki Bella to shame.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, Nikki Bella, you're. People can do. Remember, I mean, I thought Dolph Ziggler kind
all
of put her to shame that one time.
Dress like a clown,
not
and
Dolph
you
Ziggler.
Might get it, be in.
Who dressed up like her? Tyler Breeze. That's who it was.
Did you hear me?
Dressed up like a clown, and then
Tyler
I could
Breeze
be in with Noelle
like
Foley. But yeah, Tyler Breeze was another person that put Nikki Bella to shit. Like Tyler Breeze was a good looking Nikki Bella too.
You thought that was Nikki Bella?
A lot of people. Yeah, I did. A lot of people can do Nikki Bella better than Nikki Bella.
And that's not saying much.
Anyway, I gotta go pick up Slim from work, so I gotta get out of here.
Sounds
so cool. Yeah, Derek, Kurt Angle, Soma Coma, and we're out.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.